Kedvach, I hope you had a most wonderful and enjoyable Shabbos. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Abi Mori, Arav Hillel, Bemeir, Chomecho, Areni, Kaparas, Mishkavo, and of course the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zechrono Lebracha. We are in Sefer Yishayahu, and we're up to Perek Yud Zayin. Perek Yud Zayin, Yishayahu continues by discussing his nebuas for the future of other nations. And this one is going to be Masa Damesek. It's going to talk about the destruction by Sanherib of the Syrian community, Damesek, Damascus. And it's interesting to note that the city of Damesek is going to be survives throughout history. We learn of its existence when Avraham Avinu refers to Eliezer as Damesek Eliezer. And here we are thousands of years later, and it's a whole kingdom, and it still exists in Syria today. Damesek was ruled by Ritzin. Ritzin was the king of Damesek during the time of Yishayahu. Ritzin formed an alliance with Pekach ben Remaliah of Malchus Yisrael, of the 10 tribes, to help him wage civil war against the Malchus Yehuda, which was led by King Achaz. However, Achaz appealed to the powerful Tiglath-Pileser to save him, and after being bribed by Achaz with the assets of the Beis HaMikdash, Tiglath-Pileser conquers Damascus and kills Ritzin. And so without having its main supporter, Ritzin and Damesek are out of the picture. Now, Malchus Yisrael becomes very, very open and vulnerable for conquest, and not too long afterwards, that is indeed what happened. And so this Nevuah is titled Masa Damesek. Most of it is actually Masa to the Aseres HaShvatim. So the Nevuah of the demise of Damesek is leading to the real Nevuah of purpose over here, the destruction of Malchus Yisrael. So what does Yishayahu say? He says, Masa Damesek, kini Damesek Musa Meir V'Haisa Me'imakbala. It says that it'll be removed from being a city, it'll become a heap of ruins. Right? Sancheriv will make sure that what was once the thriving metropolis, Damesek, becomes Me'imakbala, it's going to be destroyed. And so what is it about these cities? He says, the cities of Aroer are forsaken, it'll belong to the flocks, and the fortress will be removed from Ephraim, and the kingdom from Damesek and the rest of Syria. They'll work in the same the city, the Nabi sees Aroer in the cities as conquered and emptied of people. It has been so devoid of inhabitants that it's now a pasture land where flocks of animals can graze. And Ashur in Damesek, he sees Sanherib overrunning the fortifications of Shomron immediately thereafter. They're going to be twinned together, both Damesek and the 10 tribes. And that's a reward that's foreseen by Yishayahu for Shomron and Ephraim and Damesek for having conspired to go ahead and try to destroy Malchus Yehuda. And as far as the kavod of Am Yisrael, Vayabayam Yidak Kvod Yaakov, right? He says, what's going to happen? The honor of Yaakov is going to be poor. 10 tribes are going to disappear. It's going to be like the harvester who gathers together grain and his arm cuts the sheaves, and the one who gathers the sheaves and there are unripe grapes as leftover olives after the harvest, or two or three berries at the top of the high branch, four or five on the fruitful branches. So what's going to happen? He says the harvester gathering and harvesting the crop, right? Very little escapes the reaper. Sancheriv is going to sweep away the population, and those who do manage to escape the first wipe will get plucked out as if they were individual stalks of grain. And Yishayahu also compares this to the multitudes of Bnei Yisrael made up of the 10 tribes who join in, and the few individuals who survive are going to be higher up, withdrawn, pious individuals who don't mingle with the society. They're going to be considered unripe fruit, right? Or he's comparing them to Hezekiah and others who are going to govern whoever stays back, right? But it's a much smaller group over here. And at that time, the people are going to be so moved. The Assyrians are going to be the people who see the destruction of the people of the kingdom of Ashur, which had just marched through. They're going to be moved to do tshuva. And they'll turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they'll view the destruction of Shomron as a decree from Hashem, and they'll fear for their own survival. And at that time, they'll be so moved to accept Hashem that they'll get rid of all Avodah Zarah, and they'll get rid of all the Asherah trees. Now, as far as the image of the abandoned cities, once Sancheirib marches through, he says that the formerly strongly fortified cities of Ephraim will be abandoned by the inhabitants. They'll be desolate. Why? Because the Jewish people abandon the cities and run away. Asher Azu Nebnei Yisrael, just like the people of Canaan did when they went in and they saw Bnei Yisrael coming in. And that was a challenge. And that was a major issue. So Yishayahu now turns to the people and tells them, why are you being doomed? You're being doomed because you lost sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu while you owned the land. And that was a major damage and a major problem that existed in the time. And so Yishayahu tells the people of Malchus Yisrael about their lifestyle. He says, when you established your kingdom, you had big plans for it. You wanted it to be the pleasure capital of the city. But Neid Tzir B'yom Nachala, your attempt to acquire the lifestyle as your heritage, that eludes you. And that's what he says to the people. When you look back on all these great plans, there will be a Ke'ev Anush, there will be a really very severe, incurable pain of Galus in this situation. Because look what's happening as you go through it. You wind up losing in the process. You wind up being lost in the experience there within. And so he says, this is one of those things that one needs to be aware of, and it's going to be an embarrassment. And that is the great loss of the opportunity that takes place over here with the destruction of the twinned kingdoms of Damascus and Malchus Yisrael. Everyone have a wonderful week. And Mezus Hashem will take it up tomorrow morning.